Hello, welcome to PHP BB Weekly, episode number 94. We are not live on TalkShoe today, which means that it is our Anything Goes edition of PHP BB Weekly, because we don't have a chat room to keep us on the right track. We can do pretty much anything we want. Yeah, we're not live because we've had some traveling and some things going on, so we're not going to be live next Saturday either. So, but we just thought we'd get a special episode out of the way. So let's go around and do our regular interviews from San Francisco, California. I am Douglas Bell, and I'm going to let David introduce the Spokane clan.
Crikey, this is David Lewis from Australia.
Wrong. No, this is the Spokane clan, not Australia.
So, Highway of Life from Spokane, and also from Spokane, joining me is Silence. Yes, Silence is joining me from Spokane.
Okay, I'll go, I guess, because Francis doesn't want to, but I'm Michael Williams from Spokane.
M2 the Eichel, he's one of the team leaders, the development team leader for Star Trek Guide, and a PHPBB3 modder.
Yeah.
And actually, I thought I was from Mead, so that's why I wasn't answering when he said from Spokane.
Close enough.
Close enough.
The Mead plan doesn't sound as catchy.
So anyway, I'm Francis Lewis, handyman on Star Trek Guide and PHPBB.
Mm-hmm. And David is rounding them up because he said they were experts in the field of what we're talking about today. So I thought, you know, we'll drag them in. The other day, on Friday, I was interviewed by Jeff Chandler of WordPress Weekly, and he's a big, good friend of the show. He's going on some after shows previously, and we got to get him as a guest on one of the real shows soon, David. It was a very interesting discussion because we talked a bit about, you know, WordPress and PHPBB and some of the things they do differently. We also talked a bit about bridges and how PHPBB bridges has bridged with Joomla, and, you know, talks about a WordPress plugin that also bridges PHPBB with WordPress. And it was also nicely timed because there was a blog post out this past week about session integration. So just thought we'll continue some of the discussion on here. After our little bit of housekeeping, of course, no way to call in or join us live today. But PHPBB Weekly is live most Saturdays at noon Eastern times, starting once again on the 24th. So hope you'll join us then. And our website is phpbbweekly.net. And we don't have our normal sponsor. We haven't had our normal sponsor yet this month, GoToMeeting, because the Tech Podcast Network, which helps negotiate that for us, is still in the middle of prolonged negotiations. So they're not our sponsor this week. But instead, I have another sponsor to bring up for this week. And this sponsor is sponsoring us because we are mourning the death of PHPBB2. As you know, at least I'm definitely mourning the death.
Some of us are celebrating it.
And so, without further ado, our sponsor.
This portion of our show brought to you by the Professional Organization of English Majors, reminding you that when it is time to write your obituary, don't settle for anything less than a certified English major.
Candace Rogers died yesterday at the age of 85. She was a lifelong teacher and a community activist who was known for her positive attitude and her scintillating conversation.
Isn't that nice? See how it just all fits so beautifully. And that's how the world is going to remember you. So don't do it on the cheap. Yeah.
A Good Life Was Had by Mr. Morgan A. Turnsdale, in reference to his having a two-bedroom house, and also there was a sheepdog who was 7 years old at the time of his death.
Wouldn't you really rather have an English major? I think so.
She leaves behind two loving children, three talented grandchildren, her beloved husband, and countless friends and admirers.
Perfect. If you go in another direction, there's no telling what you might get.
The deceased was found in a snowbank where he was dead, wearing a silky pink robe clutched tightly to a whiskey soda. He was a man who thought that seeing was to believe, which is what was ultimately, if one believes in the ultimate, made him a great teacher along with his wife of 45 years, Marcia. Truly, if one were looking for the perfect couple, then he was it.
For your obituary, make sure your family knows that you prefer an English major to write it. Message from the Professional Organization of English Majors.
Yes.
Okay, that was random.
The Professional Organization of English Majors Obituary Division, currently writing on my behalf a beautiful obituary for PHPBB2.
I prefer celebrating the end of life for PHPBB2, definitely.
Okay. It's much, much more cheery.
Yes.
Credits for that clip goes to actually a Prairie Home Companion. That was Garrison Keillor, radio show you can hear on NPR. And actually, I heard it just this afternoon, and I just thought, oh, PHPBB2, perfect.
I thought it was rather dead.
How does it have anything to do with PHPBB2?
PHPBB2 is major. End of life. I don't know. Douglas has been mourning since January 1st.
Yes.
Actually, right before, really the last episode of the 2008, he began mourning. And he hasn't come out of his slump yet.
I know.
I'm not sure what we'll be able to do for him.
Well, David, I'm mourning for quite a while, but remember, afternoon will come.
Afternoon? Yeah, well.
You know, you think with the launch of the new site, it might help him, but it doesn't appear that way.
Oh, you thought. David thought, I'm ready. We'll just bring him into withdrawal. We'll get rid of that PHPBB2 hut from the Marburg, and he'll be all nice and good when the new year comes around. Nope. Yes, they are their fake sponsor for the week until we get a real one. And so, I said it would be anything goes episode today.
Well, I hope they paid you for that one.
Nope. Okay, anyway. So let's, the blog post this week, which, did I say that right?
Batty.
Okay. Yeah. It's easier than it looks.
Batty.
Of the mod team posted, and it's called Advantages of Session Integration. And this is something I know that David has talked about quite a bit on the show, in passing mostly. But the idea that, PHPBB is more than just the bulletin board. It can also be a framework for integrating the rest of your website. So I thought, let's have another episode where we really dive into this. And so the Spokane clan is going to dive into it for me. Because now I'm in mourning, I don't have to do any of the work anymore.
Well, I think I've mentioned this on a few occasions because Star Trek Guide does some of this session integration on parts of our site.
It doesn't do some, it does a lot.
Well, the current site doesn't do a whole lot. I mean, what do we have besides really the blog and a few sections?
Yeah.
That's true.
But we're developing a new site that Mike has been heading up that really, really takes advantage of the whole session integration.
Now, I saw that new site. Is it like a custom developed thing, or is it like a Joomla thing, or what is that?
It's custom developed. It was actually the style was mainly headed up by Jeff, whose username is Topdown, and then, of course, Michael Williams is doing the programming for it, and it's turning out great.
Yeah, that is. It's no files are located inside the PHPB directory, and it's all outside.
It's completely independent, but completely dependent.
Exactly. It's completely integrated, but completely different.
So is it developed similar to the methods for building a bridge between like PHPBB and blank, or is it using different methods to hook itself with PHPBB?
It's not really hooking into PHPBB. It's using PHPBB's database and sessions.
It's using the session integration, user integration. It's integrating with it, but it's not hooking into it. So that's the difference between like a Joomla bridge, like either Rockbridge or JFusion, which hook into PHPBB using the hooks system.
Yeah.
This is creating separate pages that rely on the sessions from PHPBB to generate those pages. And it relies on the template system, the user system, so we can still control permissions on each of the new pages. We can make our own module systems using the module system from PHPBB, We can
expanding it a little bit. OOP related stuff.
Of course, we've gone like insane OOP in our new site.
That is true, especially with some of the stuff.
OOP is what I'm scared of.
It's actually quite easy once you get to know it a bit.
Paul is scared of it too. Paul from the mod team.
It's really like, fun.
It is. And
you can crash a site using it pretty easily.
Actually, once you learn how to use it, you wonder how you live so long without it.
It's true though, because it saves you a lot of programming time. I mean, you don't. It's like, yeah, you can make a simple script, but then you have to do it all over again for a new page. And with OOP, you can basically just do it once, and then you don't have to write much code to make as an infinite number of more pages.
That's actually a nice, simple way that I've never heard before.
And Michael, explain the way that we're doing the module system now for the new Star Trek guide site.
Well, the module system, it's not like a module system for PHPBB. It's using the same ideas, but it's not database-driven. And since our idea is to have nice-looking URLs, friendly URLs, we are using Igor, evil-hearted.
Igor, sorry.
Think Russian.
He's from Switzerland.
We're using one of his tools that you can find on his site, and it's the cute URL class, and that class allows us to kind of play with our URLs pretty fun, I guess you can say. And basically what it does is it's all OOP ran, and it looks for different class files and different directories based on what's in the URL.
So basically you can drop in a file. Actually, you just need three files, really. You need a controller, a template file, and a language file.
And you don't even have to really have a language file?
Technically, you wouldn't even need a language file, but just those two files, a controller and a template file, and drop those in. Drop those into the includes directory, and instantly you have a new page. And that really is the idea behind using PHPBB 3 as a session integration, is that you can utilize the full template capabilities of PHPBB 3 using the custom template path, and you can use a custom module include path. You can use a custom lang include path. You can use all those things to utilize the PHPBB 3 core, the framework, without putting any of your files in the PHPBB 3 directory.
And another thing that we like to do, or I'm trying to get everybody to do, is get rid of every single global that we can. Currently, if you want to access the database methods or the user methods, you have to make them global inside every single method. But with our OOP, we can extend those base PHPBB classes and disable all globals. Well, not really disable them, but we don't have to set them. So instead of using user add language, we can just go this add language, and it's the same thing, kind of.
Well, that's based on extending a class, but we're also using static classes, which really is a big thing with the new development of Ascrius in 3.2. Mm-hmm. And Acidburn has developed this a lot of it already, and it should be in the trunk by now, I think. Yeah, I think most of it is in the trunk, if not all of it. That he's been working on, but basically it utilizes static classes and extended classes so that it doesn't have to use globals for everything.
Well, I've actually looked into that a lot, and what it does is it's the main core class, they call it. I think it's the Bootstrap in the includes class or includes core. It's called Bootstrap.php. And what it does is you register classes, and it'll set new instances of it. So instead of going user add language in the new PHPBB 3.2, you will go PHP, and then I don't know what the static operator is called. David?
You're talking about the user add lang?
No, what's
the static operator is a double colon.
Double colon.
The actual name two double for it is unpronounceable.
Okay. So we'll just go two double colons. And then, so it'd be PHPBB, two double colons, user add language. And that disables, makes it so you don't have to use globals as well.
One thing that PHPBB 3.2 has done in the new development is make PHPBB its namespace so that it won't conflict with third-party applications such as Joomla. That's one thing that people have found when they're running Joomla and PHPBB 3 side-by-side is there's some functions and some classes that will conflict, and specifically like the UTF-8 functions will conflict with a PHPBB 3 function, so they have to do an if-defined method to – and you know, so they have to edit the core to make them work together. So with the new Ascrius, they're making it so that it will not conflict with any existing application or development out there, that it's completely unique to PHPBB so that it won't cause conflicts or make people have to edit anything, and it will be able to be hooked into a lot easier that way as well.
So that's what all those big commits from Mike were in the
He basically completely restructured everything within 3.2. You know, the core, it's laid out a lot more logically. You know, it's kind of the way it would, you know, ever since I came out, it's kind of the way I've wished it could be, but it's like, well, you know, after 5 years of development, you can't just suddenly change it to the way you wish it could be, because then you got another 2-3 years of development. And,
yeah, we don't.
And 3.0 would never have come out.
Oh.
So they had to get it out, and then 3.2 had to come along and change it to the way they wanted it.
If they're redoing the organization to the way they wish it could be, that doesn't mean that it's going to break mods and styles to the point where they would have to declare PHPBB 4, would it?
PHPBB 3 and 3.2. Well, yeah, sort of. It's one of the reasons. 3.0 and 3.2 are – the logic of the core is going to be similar, but – It's different enough that mods for 3.0 really shouldn't work on 3.2. They're going to have to change some things. You know, at the very least, you're going to have to change some calls.
They won't work at all because most mods use globals, and globals are going to be disabled, so to say. You won't be able to access.
Well, request var and the old PHPBB root path and PHPEX and stuff like that, just for example, those won't work anymore.
Mm-hmm. Right. Also, the request, post, and get superglobals won't work either. Those are overwritten, and you are required to use request var in 3.2. Yeah. You'll actually get a notice.
That was part of the 3.0 coding guidelines anyway. You should have used request var.
Well, actually, you can even in 3.0. It's used a few times, and where, you know, for example, if somebody hits a submit button, and the way that you check that within
is set on the submit.
Yeah, you check an is set on the request submit or a post submit.
Because you're not actually going to use the variable for anything substantive, so you don't really need to do the cleansing that request var provides.
Right. However, people haven't always listened to that. They are sometimes, you know, we'll go into the mod writers discussion, and you'll see a lot of people who are using a get and a post request and assigning it to variables and sticking it straight into a database query, causing SQL injections all over the place. And so even though PHP 3 is secure and it has functions that people should be using that secure, it's not forcing them to be secure. Mm. Whereas 3.2 really is going to force them to be secure by saying, you know, if they use a get or a post or request, it's going to give them a notice and say, you can't use this super global. You need to be using the request var method.
Now, wasn't there a time in PHP – I know we're getting way off topic, but isn't there a time during the PHPBB 3 development cycle, or maybe one of the early betas, where they actually made it so that you couldn't install PHPBB 3.0 if super globals were turned on? Or was it rather that, or register globals were turned on, one of these things?
I think the 3.0, and don't quote me on this because I could be wrong, but based on reading the code, if superglobals is on, you can still install it, but it will unglobalize everything.
Yeah.
Or basically, it combines
it. There was a time when it was like, if superglobals are on, you can't install PHPBB. Well, then they changed their mind because, quite frankly, a lot of people install PHPBB on shared hosts, and they don't really have access to the php.ini file. They suddenly say, oh, I'm going to turn it off now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, PHPBB 3 adds some protection against that so that you know, they can have super globals on, or register globals, I mean. They can have register globals on, and it's going to unregister those globals.
And you can actually turn register globals off through an htaccess file, but a lot of people don't know how to do that.
Yeah, and sometimes it wouldn't work on every single installation, whereas you can always unregister them.
Yeah. So, okay, sorry for interrupting. Although, yeah. So, I guess before getting back into, like, talking about session integration, I know David wants me to not make the show go too long. I'm out for your interest, David. Maddie actually covers a number of different things that you may want to do for integrating a website with PHPBB thoroughly. Obviously, there's maintaining a single login throughout your website, which I believe would deal with enabling your pages to recognize PHPBB's session system. And do I want to talk a little about that?
Yeah, well, basically, actually, France, did you want to talk about this? Do you know how it works?
Oh, yeah, sure. Mm. Well, basically, you know, of course, you can browse the rest of the website without being logged in, but we get to use some of the features like, you know, we're going to have, like, weather installed. And to do that, we have to be able to access your zip code, which you put in the form.
Like a custom profile field.
Yeah. And, of course, you also get to adjust some things for bots, you know, make sure they don't see anything with session IDs and stuff like that. So you can change and use all kinds of features within PHPBB by using the sessions in your website.
And the idea, of course, is that you want to be using the PHPBB 3 user base. So you want new users to register, or you want users to register on your board through PHPBB, and then you can use the session throughout your site. But your user base is within the PHPBB 3 database.
Or say you have team members, and those team members can edit certain pages, but you don't want regular users doing that. You can use the auth system to make sure that the current user can indeed edit that page, and then you can show them different stuff as well.
So really the big bonus for integrating the PHPBB sessions with your website is so that you don't have to do things like password-protected pages, but you can then bring along permissions, the auth system, as you talked about, along for the ride, and then when users are logged in, you can then control who can do what. How difficult really is it to get the sessions and the auth systems integrated over to other pages and allowing you to utilize those in other pages?
It's actually quite easy because all you have to do, you know, you basically create a new page. I'll take like the PHPBB index page, for example. Mm-hmm. The very top of that page, you know, you include things like common.php and you put in the root path and stuff like that. That's pretty much all you have to do on any page or your website, and you have everything that PHPBB has. So that's how you
initiate like the class and then do the – there's certain functions that will allow the PHP to check for users' permissions.
Right. That's in – let's see. I think that's begin session.
Mm-hmm.
So once you do that, you know, you have all your sessions, and then you can use, well, the whole auth system for right there.
I think it's something like 8 lines of code. That's all anybody needs to really integrate the PHPBB3 sessions in with their site. Is 8 lines of code in the header, and then
know which functions to use to you know, discriminate certain parts of your content away from people without the good permissions.
Well, we have a couple of wiki articles on how to do that exactly. But to integrate your session, I mean, just basic principle is done in you know, 6-7 lines of code, really. Mm-hmm. Okay, you begin the session, set the auth, and user setup, which is optional.
Basically, add ling. Is basically what that is.
Yeah, and then you can obviously include a template or set a custom template path or whatever you want from there. But in those eight lines of code or so, 7-8 lines of code, that's completely integrating everything within the PHPBB3 sessions. You don't have to worry about it being secure or insecure because PHPBB3 handles that already. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about it. So then all you need to do within your controller, because, you know, that's like the index page of PHPBB3, it's like a controller. And that controller controls your the logic for the page. We call it the business logic. Then you have your template, which they call the model. This is your style. Okay, this controls the viewing, you know, how the page is going to be viewed by the user, the HTML and everything. That's your model. Mm-hmm. And then your database, okay. It's not the model. The template is the view, because you have the model view controller. The controller is the PHP page. The view is the template, and the model is the data coming from the database that you would display on the page. Okay, so theoretically you only need two files. You just need the controller, and then you need the template, and assign your variables to the template. That's all you need. Some people go take it a step further, and if their site utilizes several languages, obviously you'd want to use your own language path and everything like that. But like phpbb.com, where we integrate sessions on that particular site, we don't have multiple languages available. We just have English. So a lot of our template files have hard-coded language in them, which, it's obviously it's not a big deal. We're not redistributing the code from that site anywhere.
David has admitted phpbb.com doesn't quite follow all of its own coding guidelines.
No, actually, that's – well, you know, it's
– Who cares?
You're not redistributing. If you're redistributing a mod, you've got to follow those coding guidelines.
Yeah.
If you're distributing a style, anything that's going to be redistributed, as part of the GPL, it's got to follow those guidelines because it's got to be usable by other people in that same capacity. If you're designing your own site around PHP v3, there's no reason that you have to follow those exactly. It's recommended, obviously, because, for example, request var, we recommend it because it's there for security reasons.
Yeah.
Well, as far as the language goes, if you're not planning on translating your website into another language, you don't have to use language variables. You can hard code it in the template if you want to.
Star Trek Guide is good, and we use the language files, though.
Yeah. Yes, we do.
I'll admit, it's actually a lot easier now to put stuff in the language files than it was in PHPBB2 because, to put a language in PHPBB2, you then had to create a variable in the PHP part of the page before you could then put the template variable in the template part of the page. Now PHPBB3 does that all for you automatically. So just stick in the language variable, and it's available to your template.
Yeah, you had to assign L_language variable
that's why.
In PHP, or now it's done automatically, yeah.
That's why my first mod, add form index link to overall header, was approved to the mod database, because it required three big steps to add a link to the form index to SubSilver's overall header. Now I'd be like, that's not a mod, you could do that easily.
Yeah, it does make modding quite a bit easier now.
Yeah, definitely. Now, I would say this, having some experience trying to put together a password-protected login-type website involving sessions from scratch is quite difficult to do, and that's why these days I almost always, to get some kind of a CMS backend in there, be it PHPBB or WordPress or something like that. So I know David's rumored on the show before about the possibility of a PHPBB framework that provides things like the language and DBAL and auth and session systems and things like that. And that would certainly be very useful if all it really takes is 8 lines of code or so at the beginning of a file to get these frameworks available to any PHP script.
Yeah, and you can do it obviously with PHPBB3, but obviously it requires PHPBB3 itself, which is, that's not always a bad thing. Every site could use a bulletin board, right?
Not actually true. I've done a couple of sites where a bulletin board would be a bad idea.
Yeah. Well, but
then you just disable the forum part of it and just leave the login.
Just the login registration, yeah.
Yeah, it's only about 2 megabytes worth of PHP files. But most
which in today's world is not, it's not much. In today's world,
it's
that's hardly anything.
It's still a lot of code.
It is. It's a lot of wasting code.
Dave,
but
I'm going to complain about randomly pointless things. That thing
is
2 megabytes.
Hey, that used to be a big deal many years ago.
It did. It's not anymore. But
remember, PHPBB. Think of this: PHPBB3 would be too big for a floppy disk.
Yeah, that's true.
It's true. I was using floppy disks all the time 10 years ago. Less than 10 years ago, even.
Yep, we have stacks of floppy disks laying around. Anybody want to buy my floppy disks?
You realize the next generation is going to think floppy disks are unfathomable?
I thought it would be that CD-ROMs are out of date.
Nah, I'm still finding some use for those. I still burn plenty, at least one CD a month. although I used to do like one a week.
Okay, moving on.
What else is there? It talks about using forum content to power your homepage. Now, aside until RSS comes along and asks Kratos, how exactly do you go about accomplishing that?
Well, this would basically be like Handyman's Posts Anywhere mod, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would be, which actually I need to get an update out in January, as I have promised.
Yeah. Now, is that what's running right now on Star Trek Guide? Because I know I've tried once to get for the new website, actually, to get a RSS feed of the PHP Weekly Podcast forum, but it wasn't recognized as valid RSS. I couldn't get...
We're actually using Tuck's RSS syndication mod.
Yeah, we don't like it, so we're going to create a new one.
We don't like it, or it's broken. So
no,
we're
just
a new one.
Well, if you see my signature on Star Trek Guide, I basically said, I quoted Top Down when he said someone broke my tracker install, and Mike goes, I think we should make our own tracker. And Tokyo goes, typical response from a developer: broken, make a new one.
That scares me because if you guys decide that this podcast is broken, you might make a new one. Oh wait, you did that with the official podcast, didn't you? And that didn't
yes,
work
we
out
did.
Too well. Okay, I don't need to fear. Moving on.
Top Down has held me to that scene pretty much every time now I say something's broken. He's like, are you going to make a new one?
Well, actually, I think the PHPBB trunk is broken at the moment.
Yes, the framework.
Make a new
we
one.
Have no, we have no PHPBB framework.
SCGBB. All right, let's get back. How do you guys really use forum content to power your homepage before RSS catches up?
He's talking about, basically taking content, and even if you had RSS, you still would want to do this on your own sites. Yeah. You know, RSS would be useful for pulling data from other sites or other domains outside of the domain that you're wanting to integrate with. Obviously, you can still use it within, but I think it's somewhat inefficient when you can just query the database and get that information directly.
Yeah.
Because what you can do is basically just use the display content, generate content for display. That's what it's called. That function, you can grab posts and display them anywhere within a page integrated with PHPV3. So let's say you have an articles section of your site where you display various articles, similar to a blog perhaps, but you're displaying these articles. Well, how do you write them? You know, what would be your interface to actually write them on the web without, you know, uploading a new HTML page for every time you wanted to write a new article? Well, what you would do is you would create a forum in PHPV3. Maybe you could make it a private forum so that, you can see it and post to it, and you would post content to it and format it however you want. And then in your articles system that you create, which is, wouldn't be too complex, but it does require a little bit of PHP and PHPBB prowess, right? It requires a little bit of knowledge. But you can do it fairly simply, and you can pull the information from the database, from the posts table, based on a specific forum ID or whatever, and automatically display that content all parsed, and we have a wiki article for that as well, how to do that. You can display that content on that page. So now your forum content is generating content to power your homepage or your whatever part of the page that you want it to power. So you don't have to – every time you want to change data on the homepage, now you don't upload via FTP a new page for it. Now you would just go edit a particular post in PHPV3 that you've assigned to that part of your site. So that's one example, and Batty actually gives two working examples of that, p3net.net and cricketmx.com. Homepages are full posts from news forums displayed on those homepages. So that's how that's done, and it's a fairly simple process. Again, we have wiki articles that actually show you how to do that. So someone with somewhat basic knowledge of PHP will be able to do that sort of thing.
One of you three is going to dump me with a boatload of wiki articles for the show notes, right?
It's probably our most common article, or two common articles. We have creating pages and parsing text.
Mm-hmm.
are the two wiki articles that are the most common. Those have, if you go look at them, they have thousands of views on them. We use them so often on the boards.
I haven't looked at the views. I didn't know you could see views.
Yeah, down at the footer, if you go to wiki.phpv.com/parsing_text.
I see it.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
The main page has been viewed 74,633 times as of when I last loaded it.
Yeah. The parsing text page viewed 7,752 times.
Hmm.
So, it's a frequented piece of page, and it really, I mean, when you get into it, it's, you know, I was reading an article written by a programmer the other day, and he said, he was talking about learning new programming languages is actually fairly simple. It's not difficult to pick up new programming languages. Like, all this, you know, if you're a C++ programmer and you want to learn a new language like Java or PHP or ASP or whatever it might be, learning that new language isn't really that difficult. Okay, this is a C++ language. What's difficult about languages is learning the libraries. Anytime you got to learn a new library, that's always going to be a little bit difficult getting started. And that's certainly the case with PHP. You know, for example, I'm working on a guy's site and he wanted Easy Publish, this CMS, similar to Joomla, but he wanted Easy Publish, and the code is all completely different. You know, it's a whole new library, and really it's, you know, I'm not that familiar with it, so it would take me some time to actually learn that library, even though I'm an expert PHP programmer.
Yeah.
You know? And it's just because each library is different. But hopefully with PHP, coding styles are different, certainly. You know, not everybody's coding guidelines are the same. Not everybody uses the same methods and functions in OOP, and not everybody uses model view controllers. And those who do usually use Smarty. But I find that PHPV3's template system is the easiest to use out of any model view controller I've ever tried.
So I think PHPBB has heritage in Smarty, if I recall correctly.
Certainly, it has. It shares some.
Certainly, more so back in PHPBB2, because I think we seem to recall seeing it credited in the comments of includes template.php.
Yeah, actually, they created the PHPBB2 template before Smarty was out, but wow. They took some ideas from Smarty, things that they hadn't implemented in the template engine before. Mm.
I'll admit that's one thing I'm not a big fan of. Well, I'm both a fan of and not a fan of it with WordPress, is how they actually don't bother to separate PHP from the HTML in their template on their themes. The only thing I would like about it is that it allows me to easily add additional PHP of my own without having to go into the WordPress, make a WordPress plugin every time. But yeah, there's something nice about being able to separate the PHP from the HTML.
Well, it helps with people making styles as well, because then HTML, I would say, is a lot easier to learn than PHP.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're trying to make a style and you don't know any PHP, you can easily break something and have no idea how to fix it or what you did.
Right, so basically it would be easier to break something within WordPress than it would be within PHP 3 if you're just a style creator.
Especially...
Yeah.
General error can freak a lot of people out. I love general errors because they give you a lot of information.
Hmm. Yes.
You can break something in PHP 3 if you don't close an endif tag, for example.
Yeah.
And that'll come out, you know, to
tell you some eval decode on line 81, and you're like, line 81 of what?
Yeah, I love those kinds of things where errors are not specific enough, so you actually have to add more bugs in order to get an error clear enough to help you figure out what the first bug was.
The famous white page.
Yes.
Yeah,
so those are always the dumbest errors, like just forgetting something. Always the most complex errors to figure out are the dumbest mistakes.
Yeah, now PHPBB 3.2, they changed the way that they include... cached template files.
Mm.
So instead of using eval on the templates, which they use in 3.0, they just include them. And so if you get an error message on the page, it will actually tell you what line it is in the cache file, which is actually somewhat helpful because it will, if you know enough about PHP, you can actually figure out where you went wrong in the template or in PHP.
Ah.
Well, even if you don't know PHP, it at least gives you somewhere to look.
Now, tell me, never mind.
Something to stare at, yeah.
Wrong topic. multitasking. okay, and there's this is also something interesting, and I know before the show, David, we were talking a little bit about Joomla doing this, but if you really want to really have a website that integrates with your forum, you want to give your website the look and feel of your forum, and that can be done, and that's done by, I guess, implementing or integrating the template system of PHP VV3. How fun is that to do?
Well, you can do it both ways, really. But go ahead, Mike.
It's very simple, and it really helps the site's look, because you don't have two different styles. But
well, I think integrating the template system is easier than perhaps maybe having to create new template files, because when you're creating new template files, you have to sort of use a little creativity from copying the HTML from the existing template files to one that looks good for your new site. But adding in the functions and doing the parts where you need to assign the template variables, it was pretty relatively easy in PHP VB2, and so I can only presume it's a bit easier in PHP VB3. Stone silence.
Yeah.
Silence in Spokane is back again.
It is easier within PHP VB3. The template system obviously it's so easy to use, really. Anybody can do it. And we find that even a lot of people who really shouldn't be doing it are doing it because it's that easy to do.
What's that supposed to mean?
It's people, not good, let me tell you that.
People who should rather...
It means Francis should not be doing it.
Shush!
Oh.
It's true, though.
It is.
I'm sorry, a Star Trek guy, what's it mean?
you have people who don't know a whole lot about styles, and they can deal with that. And it's kind of interesting. Sometimes you have the people who are more who are a lot better at programming than they are at creating something that looks good. And Francis is one of those people, definitely.
I am definitely one of those people. All of my good style stuff I rip off from someone else with their permission and gracious assistance, I should mention.
Well, there's good news for me. We have Top Down around.
Yes.
Yes. Thank goodness for styles teams.
He is really, really good with like CSS and stuff. Yeah. I was quite surprised.
I've had a number of friends done stuff for me for that. So I guess the moral of the story is, unless you're really good at the template parts of this, let someone else do that job. Just integrate the template system and then run for help. Right.
Well, no, not necessarily. I mean, you can get it done fairly easily if, like, Francis sometimes likes to create his own designs, and that's where it falls apart. If he just used ProSilver for everything, then no problem. It looks great.
Yeah, it's really trial and error. Having done some of this on mods, editing SubSilver for custom pages, you really just got to look at some of the existing pages, some of the existing templates, and you copy and paste, see what it looks like, and if that doesn't work, do it yourself. To figure it out. That's how I edited the next episode box on our new podcast website. I just sort of found something that looks similar, changed around the CSS, and I spent like an hour and a half doing trial and error to get it to look just right.
An hour and a half?
Oh my gosh! Now, to me, that's bad because it should take like 5 minutes.
David, I'm actually better at PHP than I am at CSS, if you can believe it or not. With the exception of OOP, CSS, I'm sort of fumbling around, and so I can figure it out if by copying and pasting from existing CSS.
Okay.
And it was really more like 45 minutes. So I'm over-exaggerating. I'm very picky.
Give you an application that'll change your life. It's called CSS Edit.
It's Mac only.
Yeah.
But it will. For Douglas, it would change his life.
Totally. Except Coda has a CSS editor built in.
Yeah, the four of us here are Mac users.
Yes. Oh, nice.
Yeah, that is nice. I didn't realize that.
Bingo.
Okay. Moving back to our topic.
Always have to talk about Macs.
This was Apple Weekly.
Hey, I said it's anything goes on this episode.
And all PC users just press the stop button on playback.
Use a nice drag and drop feature.
Yes, that is one nice thing about Windows, drag and drop.
keep your users informed. Following on the point before that we were talking about, use form content to power your homepage. You can keep users informed by using headlines on your homepage. It allows visitors to quickly see what sort of events and discussions are taking place on your website and whether your site will interest them. Again, like I said before, you can assign a post to something specific on your homepage that you can always edit anytime you want to change it. That's the simplest way to do it.
Or is that like a stock ticker?
Hey, David, how's
and if you want a stock ticker, ask Francis.
How's BFDB stock doing recently?
Yeah, it's doing really well since I bought all that stock since the economy crashed.
Let's just say this. It hasn't lost any value.
No, it hasn't.
It just hasn't gained any value either.
It probably has. I mean, think about it. People can't afford V-Bulletin and IPV anymore. No, I'm kidding, of course. But
that's an uh-huh. April Fool's joke this year. Covering how PHPBB has gone public. The stock market. It's going to do better than Google did. Sorry.
One thing, obviously, you know, an alternative to all this is using a CMS. You know, somebody's like, oh, man, what do you got? You know, this is the only way I can have a dynamically powered site is to do all this. But I don't know PHP. I don't know the first thing about PHP. I don't even know what Echo is. Wait, I just said what Echo was. But
Echo.
You know, for those kind of people, they need something like a pre-built CMS, Joomla, for example.
This kind of stuff is not easy. Is not for the PHP shy, definitely. And just the mere fact that you probably that the PHP shy probably didn't know a lot of the technical stuff you guys were talking about on this episode is a good clear example of that.
Certainly not, and they're probably not this far along in the listening to us anyways.
But you guys were talking about toward the beginning, I was a little foggy on, like, you know, this classes stuff and the double colons. I only know that because I saw double colons.
Well, when you're a full-time developer,
you, by now.
So, but for people who want to try it,
yeah.
I have
a good way to learn.
It's an excellent way to learn. I think a lot of people learned programming using PHPBB. I know a lot of us did.
Yeah. I learned PHPBB2 modding because I insisted on installing all my mods manually once I knew how to do it right.
I found the name for the double colon. You guys want to hear it?
Oh, dear.
Okay.
They get to laugh at me for pronouncing this.
Oh, it must be bad if this is a suspense.
Pamayan Nekadatoyem, or something along those lines.
What?
Muy bien.
Yeah, seriously.
Muy bien.
Zoom in, let me see.
Zoom in.
Pamayan Nekadatoyem.
I gotta look at this.
But anyway, so the point being, it's difficult to pronounce.
It's called the double colon.
So, it's a lot easier to use than it is to pronounce.
So,
scope resolution operator.
For people who are not PHP programmers, who would like to try it, you know, it's like, you know, sometimes it interests people, especially new people. The first thing you want to do is get a local host or obviously a website that you can break stuff on it. But I find that local hosts are so easy to set up. People should really be doing all their testing, all their development, all their breakage on local hosts.
Well, one thing about local hosts is it may seem to work, and then you update a site and it breaks the whole site. But yeah, let's not talk about that.
Well, that happens. But you know what? I find that a lot more people are like, I'm on dial-up, and so I can't do this sort of thing. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. You're on dial-up. That's not going to keep you from making changes on localhost, because most people are like, make a change, upload it, see if it works. It didn't work. Make a change to something else, upload it. It still didn't work. You got to make a change. You know, it's like you're going through all this, and on localhost, you don't have to wait at all. You just make your change, reload your page, continue making changes, and once you're done.
With the exception of dial-up, David, these are just waits of a few kilobytes. That's not much to wait for.
Well, you know, think about it.
Two megabytes is no big deal.
Sure, it's not, but, you know, it's slower than just refreshing your page. Because, you know, you have to activate your FTP program, and assuming you have it done in such a way that it's set up on one of your screens and your development is on your other screen, and you drag and drop the file over, or let's say you modify 5 files and you've got to drag each one of those over and wait for it to update or whatever, you know. So FTP is not fast.
It's even not, if you're not on dial-up.
Yeah, I mean, I don't do that, even though I'm on radio internet.
I
so
don't
it's
know about you. I consider FTP to be quite fast compared to HTTP.
You need to look at SVN.
SVN is fast.
SVN might be complicated for people.
SCM is even faster though.
More complicated. Yeah, sorry. Well,
really, it is faster to use a localhost than trying to upload something and then see if it works.
David, we should form a new group. Local Host Abusers Anonymous. Hi, I'm David.
Hey, I'm not an abuser.
Well, actually, another thing, too, is if you're using FTP, you know, you program something, then you upload it and see if it works, and if it crashes your site, then what? Then you freak out and try to figure out what the hell happened.
Because then you can't update it again. You're like, oh.
Sure. Well, sure you can, but for a lot of people who are new to this and they're like, okay, I just updated my site and I'm really worried it might break something, and it did break something. What do I do? And I can't go back the other way, you know, because I didn't save any of the changes. And they start freaking out and contacting support team members privately, and they get warnings, and it spirals downhill from there. And if they had used localhost in the first place, ensured that it worked on their localhost, uploaded it to the site, it would have been a whole heck of a lot easier. Yeah, there's that little chance that their localhost isn't
their private messaging support team members. They don't deserve to be in this business anyway.
Well, you know, think about it. What happens if you are not a PHP or HTML savvy person? All your changes are done on your server. You're a mom and pop thing. You know, you get an update, you implement the update, upload it to your site, it breaks. What do you do?
Freak out like I did the first time I ever did that.
Exactly. You freak out and you do something. What do you do something? That do something is usually entails contacting a private a support team member.
It was become very embarrassed and just abandon all hope for a week and then start over afresh once I found out that there was a right way to do it. I was too embarrassed to contact support team members then.
That's
my very first account on Area 51, my username was a mod's enemy.
Okay.
Well, maybe if I find something broken, I should PM David for help instead of making something from scratch.
Hey, that's a great idea. Everybody just PM David if you need help with anything.
Uh-oh, I'm going to have a lot of PMs next week.
All right. Anyway, one thing I wanted to ask, we've been talking a little bit before our show, and we may end up focusing more on this later down the road, but obviously one of the big things with PHPBB has been bridges. It's something I talked a bit about in WordPress Weekly, as I mentioned. How similar are these tools for session integration in comparison towards the development of bridges from PHPBB to other PHP-based programs? Or are these completely different neighborhoods?
Okay, you're basically trying to compare the PHPB3 framework with other frameworks out there? Is that what you're
Is there really anything significantly different between these session integration techniques that we have talked about versus the creation of a bridge between PHPBB and blank, like Joomla? Or WordPress, or Drupal, or e-commerce things, or anything like that?
Yes, it is different. Is it better? That's up to the individual to decide, you know, based on their circumstance and what they're trying to achieve with their board.
Well, for instance, Joomla has its own login system. Mm-hmm. So you have users in the Joomla database. So you have to bridge the database structure between Joomla and PHPBB. Now, I'm not familiar with the bridge there, but it's not like using PHPBB as the login.
That's true. And because since we talked about these non-invasive bridges where you aren't editing the PHPBB files or the files of Joomla or whatever else you're using, we just used Joomla because it was the original example. It's the one that comes to our minds. But you don't want to have to go through each file and add the PHPBB sessions and auths and template systems and all that, the way you would if you were just integrating your own custom design site.
Yeah, exactly. And really the, you know, all these others like a CMS, like a Joomla, you know, you can, in fact, Joomla.org uses PHP3. They don't bridge the two, though.
Really?
No, they don't. Yeah,
they use the same theme.
Yeah, they use the same theme, the same template. They don't bridge the two. Joomla side is controlled completely by Joomla. PHPBB3 side is controlled completely by PHPBB3. There's no integration or bridging between the two.
They did do integration, would that mean that they would have consistent user accounts between the two? Because I'm presuming that, for example, their extensions database directory, as they call it, which appears to involve user accounts, so you'd have to have essentially a separate user account for the extensions directory than you would for their forum.
Yeah, and I think even the extensions directory is different than their main site. It's completely separated. They have five servers. Last time I checked, they had five servers. Hmm. I could be wrong because there could be more now. But they were either individual or one of them was a database and each of the others were running off file systems to access that database on the one server. But they're separated as far as I know. I mean, I'm hoping to get Brad Baker, who is the administrator for the Joomla sites. Hoping to get him on here and he can explain this in more accuracy than I can. But I believe that basically each has its own individual site and each is its own user database. So the extensions database is going to be separate from the main Joomla.org database itself.
Yeah.
And, you know, they have other sites like the documentation site. They have, I can't remember all of them. They've got a bunch of different ones, but I believe they're separated from each other.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, you could integrate them. You know, you could, like, Rock Theme, or what is it, RocketWorks?
Yeah, RocketWorks, yeah.
RocketWorks and a Rocket Theme. He's using RockBridge, the bridge for PHPBB3 to Joomla, and he's using the two. So he's actually integrated them and converted from Simple Machines Form, SMF. And he's now on PHPBB3, and so he's integrated the two. So there's an example like that where Andy Miller, he was a former Joomla Core developer, is now doing his own thing with Joomla, and he did integrate the two. So there's a lot of people doing both. And then, you know, with PHPBB3 session integration, if you're creating your whole website around PHPBB3, if you have development time and you're able to do it, I like that idea better. I mean, we're doing that with Starter Guide, obviously.
You guys are doing your own stuff and using a PHPBB integration rather than utilizing...
Rather than going with a CMS, yes.
Because PHPBB.com, I am presuming that they are not doing any kind of bridging, but they have a number of things that they have. They have obviously PHPBB for the community, but a lot of their main site pages are done from scratch. They have a custom developed knowledge base and mod database, style database, some of which connect to the databases connect to the community, whereas the knowledge base I believe is separate. The blog is WordPress. I don't think you've done any kind of integration between the two beyond username colors. Or am I wrong?
No, that's correct. You know, all we've did was match up usernames and colors. And the wiki, actually, there is a bridge there.
There's a bridge there? Because that's completely, looks like it's completely separate.
It is, but it actually shares the user. The user accounts are synced up.
Ah.
So, you know, if you have an account on phpbb.com.
Yeah.
I believe if I remember this correctly, you have to register on wiki.phpbb.com, but then it syncs up and there's a delay on it, but it will sync up and then you will use the same login for both.
I'm looking at it right now, and on the wiki, you click on login/create account, and there's the login form. If you click on create an account, it takes you back to the PHPBB forums to create an account there.
Yeah, okay, so that's right. So what it does is it create when accounts that are newly created on phpbb.com, there's a little delay in then creating them on the wiki site, but they are synced up. Huh. So that means that you should be able to log into the wiki.
Mm. Now, does that therefore mean that there is this a phpbb teams developed bridge between phpbb and MediaWiki, or is this, are they using someone else's existing bridge?
They're using an existing extension.
Okay.
And same, I believe it's the same with our WordPress blog.
It uses the same kinds of APIs that Rockbridge and other other bridges that are out there use?
I do not know. I'm not sure exactly how we're doing it. But I think if you look at the extension for integrating a MediaWiki with PHPBB3, it'll tell you how that's done. It'll actually show you. Like I said, I haven't looked into it myself, and we're going to, but not yet. But we're going to look into it. Once we look into it, we'll be able to determine how they're doing that.
So in future episodes, Dave and I have talked about we're going to probably look at a couple of individual bridges a little more in depth than we have before, because in the past, but the only one we've looked at in depth was Rockbridge back in late 2007. But in general, how difficult is it to put together a bridge? Because this is something that I was asked on WordPress Weekly the other night, and I really didn't know the answer to it.
Put together a bridge in what sense? Are you talking about creating of the bridge? Or
say, give me a name of a random CMS.
Okay, well, Joomla.
Okay, how difficult would it be to, off the top of the cuff, put together a bridge between PHPBB and Joomla?
Instead of using an existing one?
I wanted you to name one that didn't have a bridge already. Okay.
Okay. Easy Publish.
Okay. Whatever that is. I'm not aware of
it. All right. So it's not something for the lighthearted. It'd be a little bit more complex, I think, than creating a mod for PHPBB3, since you're already familiar with PHPBB3.
But you're using, you're using this new Hooks plugins APIs that we talked about in late 2007 prior to the early development of the first Joomla bridge. That's kind of a different realm than what mod authors use.
Right. Let's put it this way. If creating bridges was as easy as creating mods for PHPBB3, you would see a lot more than three bridges. And as far as I know, there's only three bridges between Joomla and PHPBB3. And those two, PHPBB being probably the most popular bulletin board software on the internet.
Probably.
Proprietary or open source. It really is. Because, I mean, it's used by more people. It's downloaded more than any other bulletin board software out there. So you would assume that it would be used by more also, not just downloaded by more. But anyway, it's, you know, you have PHPBB that being that popular, and Joomla as popular as it is, which you look at their forums and they're getting just as many or more posts per day and week and month than PHPBB.com is, which is significant. PHPBB.com is huge. It's, you know, a very busy site. It's one of the biggest boards on the internet. But Joomla is getting just as much, if not more, post-action traffic, you know. And so you have those two software, which are extremely popular, and there's only three bridges that I know of, maybe four.
Well, and Joomla has a very big development community. Mm. So there's probably a lot of people that, you know, obviously know a lot about programming there.
Yeah, really, it really is, you know, because CMS is it's meant to be installed by the end user, and they run it and things like that. But Joomla is
a mid channel is too flexible. Boy, a CMS has to be much more flexible than even PHPBB does.
It really does, because it has to cater a lot more needs. A bulletin board is meant to cater to the need of having a bulletin board, really. I mean, it's a community. That's all it's supposed to do, and that's what it does. Whereas a CMS, it's supposed to be somebody's site, and everybody's site is different. Everybody's needs are different. Nobody has the same needs as some other person. I mean, you occasionally find that, but it's pretty rare. Everybody's site is different. So a CMS has to accommodate that. And so, yeah, they have to be able to accommodate a lot more different things than PHPBB does, but at the same time, they have a lot of people who are – a lot of developers will work with frameworks like Cake, PHP, like Joomla and EasyPublish, and who knows, Drupal, for example, is another popular name. A lot of developers work with those because – they're developers, you know, that's their job. So a lot of people, like somebody came to me and said, I need a CMS installed. Well, I'm a developer, and so that means that I would need to work with a certain CMS to get it installed. So that, I think, is the one of the main reasons, not the only reason, but one of the main reasons why Joomla has a larger development community than I think PHPBB does, yeah. Which is more everybody thinks, oh, it's just a bulletin board software. That's all it does. That's all it's supposed to do. And really what this blog post by Batty is saying is that
it's more.
PHPBB 3 is more than just a bulletin board, and people don't realize that.
If it wasn't more than just a bulletin board, David, we'd have a very boring podcast.
That's true. That's absolutely true.
How do you do a podcast about PHPBB for almost 100 episodes? We find ways. And when we don't, then we do random stuff like Quack and Assassinate. Okay. So I think we'll probably end up talking more about these bridges. Later on, David and I are going to be contacting a number of people who have developed some of the bridges that we've been noticing recently.
Actually, we were contacted by them.
And in a couple of cases, we were contacted by them, you know. So these bridges are very interesting. I will contact the construction teams that make the bridges.
And we'll try not to burn any bridges in the process.
Hey, thank you. That's the joke I was looking for. High five, Francis. One last topic that David sent me a link to this week and wanted to talk about. Is it true that there is a government plan to close down the internet from the general discussion forum on phpbb.com? So, David, is it true?
I had no idea you were going to bring this up.
You did, too. We talked about this on Friday. Remember?
Yes, I sent you the link because I was laughing over it.
I told you we'd talk about it. You said it was a good idea, so here we go. Tell us what's the deal here.
All right, this is actually on net neutrality and the government going to shut down the internet.
I love it.
I can't think of anything stupider. Even a stupid person couldn't think of anything stupider to do, I think. You know, that's the quickest way to destroy an economy. No, that's not going to happen that way.
The internet's only 15 years old or something like that. Maybe a little older than that.
It is older than that. But, I mean, because the U.S. Army actually originally created what we know now as the internet. They were the first ones who created it. However, no, there's too many private corporations involved in it now. The government's not going to shut it down. Plus, they could only shut down the internet for the United States. They couldn't shut it down for the whole world. So the internet would still exist in that regard. Why the internet would shut it down? To be honest, I didn't read the entire article to see why, what the reasons were that they thought the government would shut down the internet. But I can say that, you know, they're
– Oh, I love that would be, domain name, prisonplanet.com.
Boy, if you look at the site and look at the content, it's all about conspiracy theories. Yeah, so really, it's
a lot
like
of optimism there.
Yeah, it's like, okay, yeah, this is just another conspiracy theory. It really is, but they actually bring into the equation net neutrality, which is a very it actually is a very real issue.
Yes, certainly.
And you know, that's more of an issue with providers, internet service providers like Verizon and Comcast and Charter and you know, those kinds of companies. It's AT&T. Those companies are proposing this net neutrality thing, okay, and or basically taking freedoms away and making it so that companies would have to pay to have people view their content or vice versa. But whether that is completely real or not, I don't have any idea. It is a scary thought.
Yeah. You know, it's one of my biggest things I talk about when I talk about personal blogging is that it really is the revalidation of the First Amendment that everyone has an equal standpoint. Someone has just as much access to come to phpbbb.net as they have to go to amazon.com. As far as the internet is concerned, we're pretty much equal in terms of how difficult it is to get to our own content. But if we have net neutrality, then rich old Amazon.com can pay to go in the fast tier of the internet, and then phpbweekly.net takes 20 seconds to load. Well, people aren't going to come listening to our little podcast if it takes forever to load.
And again, to me, it seems silly, but you know, as we have seen from history, companies will do whatever it takes to make a buck. You know, and if that means cheating out people, making it inconvenient for them, ruining people's lives, they will do that. Yeah. Unfortunately, but you know, I don't think that will happen. I don't think that the FCC, for example, would allow that sort of thing to happen.
I don't know.
At least we hope not.
At least we hope.
So big as the internet, I don't think you can just say, okay, this is what's going to happen now. Too bad if you don't like it.
It would be initiated by internet service providers who, as far as I've been able to see, it looks like they want to do that sort of thing.
Yes, definitely. Big lobbying.
Yeah, and you know, if they all got together and said, "Hey, let's do this sort of thing," you know, we're at the mercy of these internet service providers.
Unless the government comes in and regulates them.
Unless the government can regulate it, and unfortunately, you know, that's also not what we want to happen. The less control the government can have over our lives, the better. That's why
I think differentiating between good control and bad control. I mean, the government is we the people, and we're not bad.
Right,
the people we elect may be bad, but. Not if we elect the right people, then.
But yeah, at the same time, you know, you don't want the government to come and take control of everything. You know, some countries have it that way, where it's like
that's the difference between regulate and control. Regulate is not taking control of; it's regulating.
Right, but there's a thin line there. At the same time, you know, you have countries. Denmark, for example, is one of them where it went from regulation to control real quick, and sure, you know, then people wondered what happened, and their taxes went up. They skyrocket into the 30s and 40%, and that's what happens when you have more government programs, more regulation, more control. It's a stepping process, but at the same time, yeah, you can't. The government would have to step in such a case and say, "Hey, you can't." You've got to regulate it.
At the current state of things, at least here in this country, I think we're more likely we're more danger of losing net neutrality to the greedy internet service provider corporations than we are to the over-controlling government. I think that we're a little more wary on that on the ISP side.
I think you're right too there. I think that is our bigger concern is the ISPs rather than the government control. Yeah. I think it would be better to have the government regulate it than let the ISPs have their way.
Yeah. I got a good website to go to, which fights for net neutrality. And I talked about this once on my other podcast about 2 years ago. SaveTheInternet.com. And on there they have a lot of things you can do to sort of act to support net neutrality, more information about net neutrality. Another great thing about net neutrality is actually, my all-time favorite clip from The Daily Show from 2006, John Hodgman, who plays the PC guy in those Mac versus PC ads, he was this great explanation, great and funny explanation of net neutrality. Have you seen that, David?
I haven't. I'm not a fan of The Daily Show, so I don't.
It's still very good. I'll have to get that to you. I'll have to play that to you after the show's over. But I think that Save the Internet, you know, net neutrality is a lot better than the idea of ISPs have resolved to restrict the internet to a TV-like subscription model where users, well, other people log well, or just taking it down, or whatever that article said. Where is the article?
Right. I don't know. I don't have it in front of me, but it's like, for example, the government saying, you know, hey,
we're
going to –
funded by the federal government wants to shut down the internet and start over, citing the fact that at the moment there are loopholes in the system whereby users cannot be tracked and traced all the time. The product Echo Moves we have previously reported on to clamp down on internet neutrality and even to designate a new form of the internet known as Internet 2.
Internet 2. Okay. So it's sort of a – you know, if they did that and I think, you know, certainly the article could take the actual intention of the government in this particular issue out of context, but let's say that it was actually real and it was not just a conspiracy. But if it was real and they were doing such a thing, I don't think it would just be like, oh, the internet's going to be off for 2 months while we recreate it. I think it would be a transition to an internet too. Yeah.
You know, should give plenty of time for riots and so forth.
Oh, that would be a good scoff news episode right there.
I mean,
hey, Alfalfa, you want to report on that from the
think about all the people out there who are geeks, who the only thing that they can do, the only thing they know how to do is live on the internet, and live on the internet. That's the only thing that they can and know how to do. What happens to their – I mean, these people would die without the internet.
Don't take away my second life. I've already lost my first.
Exactly. Yes, they've lost their first life. Their second life is on the internet, and they don't have a third. You take that second life away and they die.
Oh wait. They do have a third life. Cell phones. Cell phone text messaging.
And
replace the internet.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, and then there's a whole set of stories on there of how cell phone text messaging is really a big way for cell phone companies to make a lot of money off of you.
And it's true.
Oh. Okay, well, thank you for joining us on Conspiracy Theories Weekly. Boy, I'd love to know how many weekly names I've made for ourselves.
Any more we can start on?
Let's see. Going on to some of as you start to go down the show, one of the new things we said we were launching this year was our PHP BB Weekly poll question of the week. And last week's question was, what do you think of PHP BB Weekly's new website? We had 11 people that said, wow, it's awesome, and that's a nice 78%. Two people said, not as good as it was before, which is actually, I can understand that. You know, I know there are a lot of people who are a big fan of Whitespace. And our new website was not as much of a big fan of Whitespace. I know David's kind of a fan of, you know, brighter websites as opposed to very dark ones.
Mm-hmm.
But we avoided having an all-black background because that was one
of the – Yeah, thankfully, because I think it looks doom and gloom when you do that.
That was one of the proposals, yeah. I mean, at least in the current one, we have sort of the, you know, the Mars rise coming off the bottom, which is kind of nice. So – and one person who voted said no opinion, so – this week's question is, do you think that there's a government plan to close down the internet?
Oh, boy. Nothing like an opinion poll on
exactly. It. Exactly. Why not? Let's see. Do you think there's a government plan to close down the internet? And I haven't even revealed what the answer choices are going to be yet. But I'm going to throw in a couple of interesting choices there. If you'd like to vote in our poll, you can do the. You can find it on the right-hand sidebar on phpbbweekly.net. It will be open through Saturday, January 24th, and we'll report the results on that show. And you have comments. You can also leave comments there as well on the Poll Daddy page.
Now I know why you said anything is legal today.
Anything goes. Oh, we're not
our off-air podcasts tend to be a little crazier than why? I don't understand why. Is it because we don't do them in the early mornings when we can barely think?
That's part of it. And also we don't have a chat room to keep us straight. I suppose. The mod of the week. This is actually interesting. Seeing this mod reminded me that for me, the original most significant features of PHP BB3 – that I first noticed it during 2.2 development, but one that I sort of forgot about, I think a lot of people kind of forget about, was that PHP BB3 brought along the ability to easily print topics, to get a nice, clean print view of topics, and this is something that PHP BB2 lacked, and I mean, I don't know how many people like the idea of printing topics, but there's certainly a use for it somewhere, particularly for the kinds of topics which are, you know, instructions for installing things. It's a good thing to have. And however, if you go to print a topic, you actually are restricted to printing the full topic. You can't
the entire topic. Entire if topic. Your topic has 200 posts in it, by golly, you're going to print 200 posts.
So what if you just want to print one post? Like if you want to print out instructions, you just want to print the post with the instructions, not all the help, I don't know what to do questions. So this mod is called Print a Post Mod by R. McGurr 83. And essentially, it's fairly simple.
Rich McGurr is
Rich McGurr, yeah. he's got some great mods, and we've picked him as mods more than a couple of times on this show. Mm-hmm. I think we just did one like 2 weeks ago from him. But essentially, now if the users are authorized to print topics from within the forum, then they now can print a specific post from within a particular topic, and that's all that'll print. A very basic mod, but I think for certain people, that's quite useful. And there's nothing wrong with giving your users a little bit more functionality. So, print a post mod for PHPBB3. And the style, I actually looked back through the archives. I love the fact that I now have a nice page where I can see all the picks that we've done over all episodes that I can look back. And I noticed that this style was one I had pointed out for PHPBB2. Back about a year and a half, almost 2 years ago. Now it's for PHPBB3. It's called Glass by Double J, and it actually comes in a number of different colors. The one I picked in particular was soft blue, but there also is dark blue, cyan, green, red, and yellow available. And this is probably not the kind of theme that David would like, given that we just talked about how he doesn't like black backgrounds. Mm-hmm. But it has a black background, which some people like, and a very glass-like theme. And you can interpret glass from wherever you want, either from the glassy effects on Mac OS X or Aero Glass on Vista or whatever you like. But essentially, it just takes glass borders,
headers,
and glass-like images, along with the specified color that you pick. However, this is interestingly enough. At first, when I looked at this, I thought this was based off of Sub-Silver 2. Only when I looked closer, I realized, no, this really is Pro-Silver. But they've made sort of the rectangular type of table-like shapes that you would think it was Sub-Silver 2 until you look down at the bottom and see, no, it's got the Pro-Silver layout for who is online and the statistics. And yes, the topics have the user info on the right-hand side, so it really is pro-silver base. But it's a really nice implementation, and you have a number of colors to pick from. And I don't know if David has anything more he could say about this.
No, it's pretty simple. Glass and blue and black background.
Yes, or whatever color you want if you don't like blue. It has a really nice – I think the black – what I like about black backgrounds is because for things that you put on top of it like this, it can give them a very interesting glowing effect. So you kind of have the blue providing sort of a glowing type effect that against the background. But that's just me. And whoever else likes it. So Glass by Double J is the style of the week. Links to the mod style will be on our website, phpbb3.net, as well as links to everything else we talked about on this episode, which hopefully will include a big cement truckload of wiki articles for everything we've talked about. And that, with our other show notes for other shows, I totally messed that up. phpbbweekly.net is our website to check out. Also, check out our forum at StarTrekGuide.com for other discussion, questions, things about what you do on the show. You can check us out there and share your comments. Our next episode will be on January 24th, episode number 95. We're taking a week off. The reason we're taking a week off is because I'm going to Washington, D.C. And I don't toot my own horn very often on this show, but I want to toot my own horn this week. Because I'm very excited to get to go to Washington, D.C. for 7 days. We're going to see the inauguration of President-elect Barack Obama. And there's supposed to be 4 million people there, and it's going to be crowded.
So while you are taking time off of school, you're telling me I have to study for finals? That's not cool.
Well, my finals were last December, Michael.
Yeah, we have winter break before our finals. It's lovely.
I'm not taking time off from school. It's actually a group of myself and about 15 others and one teacher from my school. We're going through it. There's a school group, and so we're – obviously, Tuesday's the inauguration. We have to get up at 3 a.m. that morning, get on the metro at 4 a.m., and pretty much stand outside for about 12 hours. We can't bring backpacks. We can't bring umbrellas. We can't bring really anything. Biggest bag you can bring is 8 inches by 6 inches by 4 inches. So the only bathrooms available are porta-potties, and you're supposed to bring your own toilet paper. I'm not making this up. David and Francis are just like, oh, Douglas, shut up. They're not responding. So
we're waiting for the next topic.
There are no more topics. But anyway, if you want to keep track of me on that, you can go have a tour blog I'm in charge of, aragondctour.wordpress.com, and I'll put a link in the show notes for that as well. However, our next episode will be January 24th, episode 95. We will be live on TalkShoe once again at noon Eastern Time, 1700 UTC. I don't know if David has any ideas for a topic planned. We might do something coverage with the Scotland PHPBB meeting that takes place that day or not. I don't know what you want to do with that, David.
Yeah, it would be nice if we did get to cover that somehow. We'll have to discuss that with Neil Thermick, who was talking about how we would be able to cover that. I would like to get PHPBB to announce it somehow, because you know how many people are going to go view the events forum or listen to this podcast and be able to go to the Scott. What do they call it now? Scottvasion? Is that what they're calling it?
I didn't know they gave it a name.
I think they had, but I don't remember what it was.
Off the look.
But anyhow, if we're able to cover that, then we certainly will.
Maybe
if not, then
they can get on Skype or we can call someone's cell phone and they can tell us what's up. That's about the best we can do. It's not like formal like Thunder Invasion or anything.
Right. And I'm still trying to find out exactly when the next invasion will be, but I can tell you that it won't conflict with anything in San Francisco, so don't worry about it.
All right.
Conflicting with that.
Are you in charge of it this time, or is Yuri still in charge of it?
I'm not going to be in charge of it. I think one of the other team members will be, but it won't conflict, so don't sweat that.
Stay tuned. And PHPBB Weekly is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Check out techpodcast.com for all a bunch of other great technology podcasts on there. And so with that, that's our Anything Goes episode. Francis and Michael, thanks very much for joining us and sharing your insights, your technical insights.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for having us on.
Yes. And, well, Francis, you're always welcome. And Michael, it's great to hear your voice for I guess, the first time. And I'm sure not the last. You're close enough to you're part of the Spokane clan. So I know David will call you up whenever he needs you.
I think it would be funny. You know, we have Jeffro. Then we have Jeff Top Down, and Jeff is our host. And you know what's funny? These three Jeffs, they all sound so similar. I think it would be hilarious if we had all three Jeffs on a podcast at the same time.
That's our April Fool's Day episode.
There you go.
Wouldn't that be funny? Jeff, and Jeff, and then David, David, and David.
Yes, we'll have David IQ, but we sound different, though. David MJ.
It'd still be terrible for me. It's like Jeff, David. Oh, and I'm Douglas. I am Douglas Bell.
And David Lewis.
Michael Williams.
Oh.
I don't know what I was supposed to do.
And remember, a successful community begins with you. Tag.
You're it.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you in a week and a half. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.